understand the issue which we raised. What do you do if a person has a bandage on their hand? There's something on their hand which they can't wash there. What should they do practically about washing? So we said we really need to understand the washing hands process. And even though some of this is not the practical halacha lemaisa, Mashiach comes, it will be. But it's important to understand the background because you'll be able to understand the halacha much better. So we're going to do a crash course in Maseches Yudayim now for the next few days. And I would suggest if you ever want to learn Maseches Yudayim, now that you're going through these halachas, maybe you'll be able to understand it much better. So there's Maseches and Shas called Maseches Yudayim. It's in Seder Taharis, which deals with the din of Tumas Yudayim. So let's explain. Number one, on the Torah level, there's no such thing as hands which are Tomei. Either the whole person is Tomei, or he's not Tomei. There's no such thing as hands which are Tomei. The concept of Tumas Yudayim is a Din Rabbanon. Chazal instituted that hands, because they move around a lot, they touch things, you're not necessarily aware of what you're doing, so potentially they might still touch Tumas, so they gave Tumah and Yudayim. Now, number one. Number two, on a Torah level, the way Tumah works is there are certain things which are called primary sources of tumah. They're called ovas tumah. They're primary sources of tumah, like an av, which an av gives birth to a child. So the av is a primary source. It generates tumah on something else. So that's called an av tumah. The Torah lists various ovas of tumah. A person who's that animals are considered an avela, a sherit, dead sherits. These are primary sources of tumah. Any av which touches something, that which it touches becomes, the told of tumah becomes a rishon, a first level of tumah. First level of tumah can apply to people, it can apply to kalim, it can apply to food, it can apply to drink. All these things can become a rishon of tumah. A rishon of tumah touches food or drink, it becomes a sheni. A person or a kalim cannot become a sheni. So again, the primary source of tumah is an av. The first thing it touches, it becomes a rishon, the first level of tumah, first level of a toldah of tumah. That can generate a second level that applies both to food and to drink. When the Chacham instituted the status of tumas yadayim, that the hands have a din of tumah, they gave them a status of a sheni. They gave them a status of a second level of tumah. Let's say you have food or drink which is tumah as a sheni, and it touches some more food and for a drink, and something which is chulin, nothing happens. Nothing happens at all. Nothing happens at all. Sheni cannot generate a shlishi. If it touches truma, truma can become a shlishi, can become a third level of tumah. So if your food or your drink, which is a sheni, would touch truma, that truma is going to become tameh. You can't eat it. So since the purpose of this takana was because of sirach truma, so we have this interesting question. A sheni, which is what your hands are, when it touches bread, does nothing. Does absolutely nothing on a perchulin. But by truma, it would do something. It would make that truma usher to eat. So since we gave the law of tumas yadayim because we're concerned about getting used to dealing with truma, where a shlishi can occur, they gave our hands, which are only a sheni, and really when you're dealing with chulin, which we're all eating chulin, we're not eating truma, really nothing should happen. They gave it a din that it's going to generate truma. That's point number two. Point number three, which comes in the washing process, an interesting halacha that the Chacham said is that a sheni, when it touches a liquid, the liquid does not become a shlishi, it becomes a rishon. Because liquids are very easy to mekabel tumah for multiple reasons, so when a sheni touches water, the water becomes a rishon. And that water can turn around and be matama your hands again. So the water, you're washing your hands, which are shady. We're saying we're going to give them a din of tumah in regards to this halach of washing your hands. It touches the water. The water becomes a rishon and turns around into the tam of your hands again. So how does this whole system work? So that's the challenge which we have in Hilchos Tumas Yadayim to address that question. We'll answer the question better tomorrow. But again, I want to understand that this is let's very quickly review. At the Torah level, there's no such thing as a tumah only yadayim. It's a din rabbanon. They gave the din rabbanon the status of the hands, the status of a sheni. A sheni can only generate a shlishi regards to truma, but when it touches liquid, it makes it into a rishon, and that rishon is the water you just wash your hands with. And why does that water turn around? Why doesn't that water turn around and make your hands tummy again? And we're back to square one. So that's the question which we will answer tomorrow. Have a good morning.